Susan, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Thanks, Chris, so much for having me. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, we've loved having Celebration River Cruise as a part of our WGIL auction over the years, and many people have had a chance to try out your trips from the certificates that they purchased here on the auction. So I was excited to talk to you because you've got this wonderful fireworks cruise for this 4th of July weekend, and you tell me it's already sold out.
It is.
Yeah.
This is one cruise that sells out very quickly every year.
Yeah.
And we take a limited number of people on this cruise because we want everybody to be able to have an outside an option to be able to go outside on the top decks and see the fireworks. So it does sell out because we do only take a limited number of people.
My gosh. So how does it work? What time do you go out?
So that particular cruise boards at 7 o'clock. It's a longer cruise.
Yeah.
Departs at 7:30, and then we return at 10:30. So
okay.
Then it goes down to Lock and Dam 15, so then we can see the red, white, and boom fireworks, and then we will have the music coincided with that show.
Where's the red, white, and boom? Where is that coming from?
That is down in Clare Park in Davenport this year.
Okay.
Yep, so we'll be close to that, so you're going to have a great view of the fireworks from that.
Yeah.
And then also, the city of East Moline is doing their fireworks the same time.
So wow.
So might have two views on one boat.
My gosh, you're sitting there on the top deck of this, this river boat, watching the fireworks from two different locations, right?
Yes, that's basically, yes.
That's pretty amazing. So while that's sold out, you still do have sightseeing cruises for Saturday if people are looking for something to do on the holiday weekend.
We do. So we do have an hour-and-a-half narrated lunch cruise, which boards at 11:30 and cruises from 12 to 1:30.
Okay.
And then we also have the narrated sightseeing cruise, which is also an hour-and-a-half, and that boards at 1:45, cruises from 2 to 3:30. We have plenty of room on those, and we'd love to have everybody join us.
Yeah. Where do you depart from?
We board out of Moline, Illinois.
Okay.
So it's 2501 River Drive in Moline, and we're just east of the I-74 bridge.
Oh, boy. So it's very easy to get to.
It's very easy to get to.
What are your ticket prices, Susan?
For the narrated lunch cruise, they are $38.95 for adults, $28.95 for children, and then we do have infants 2 and under are complimentary. Okay. And those rates include your cruise, your meal, which we do a hot lunch meal, your tax and your meal gratuity, coffee and iced tea.
Oh,
and then the sightseeing cruise, adult price is $18, children is $12, and again, ages 2 and under are complimentary.
Yeah.
And that's the hour and a half sightseeing cruise. And we do have a concession area that you can purchase soft drinks, chips, candy, and so forth, too. And we do have a full bar on board.
Oh, yeah. So when you say sightseeing, what are some of the things that they see along the along this cruise?
Well, one of the special highlights, I think, this year is seeing that process of the new bridge being built.
All right.
Chris, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Up on the top deck, being that close to the new bridge and seeing the process of that. It's just, it's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of a part of history.
Yeah.
Then we're going to go down towards Arsenal Island. You're going to see the river view of the Arsenal. And then Lock and Dam 15, which is the largest roller dam in the world. So you're going to get the history of the area, the Mississippi, and then plus those highlights of the Quad City area.
Oh, wonderful. Who's doing the narrating? Who's talking? Is it the captain?
It is the captain.
Oh,
so
okay.
We have Captain Jeremy with us this year, and so he does a great narration. And you can also visit him up in the pilot house. There's a large bench in there, and he loves visitors, so you can go up there, sit, and chat with him.
Huh.
So another little tidbit for things that a lot of people don't know that you can do, but yes, you can visit him.
Right. And it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. So this could be just the prime day. Saturday could be the prime day to take a cruise.
It's going to be gorgeous out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
So.
And you can walk on all the decks. Is that right?
You can. So the boat itself, we have two outside observation decks, and so you can just go up to those top decks, enjoy. We have plenty of seating outside, so you can, again, visit the gift shop on the third deck, visit the captain, otherwise just sit and relax and enjoy the scenic views.
So how long have you been involved with Celebration River Cruises?
Forever.
Really, yeah.
So I have been with the company for 21 and a half years straight.
Wow.
And then I was here also previously. I started when I was 16. So total, I've been here for about 27 years.
So when you were 16 years old, what were you doing? Part-time job? What were you doing?
I was in high school, and I started off as a reservationist. And then after that, after high school, I worked here through college. And went in, my degree is in marketing and public relations. And so I stayed with the boat and have been here kind of ever since. I took a little hiatus and did some other things after college and then moved back to the area. And they said, hey, you're back. Are you going to come back and work for us? And I said, sure. So
wonderful.
I've been here ever since.
where are your offices located?
They're at our main office in Moline. So it's 2501 River Drive in Moline.
Okay. Right. Right there by the where the boat boards, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, right
okay.
Here.
How many staff members do you have total?
Full-time staff that stays with us all year is about 5.
Okay.
But then when we have our cruising season, which is April 1st through the end of October, our staff can go up to, 25 people because of our wait staff and bartenders.
Sure. And as a teenager, sounds like a great job what an exciting job for a teenager for a first job. That's pretty neat.
It is.
Yeah.
The river gets in your blood.
Yeah.
And so, it's just something that really grows on you. Working with people, you're meeting different people every day, and it's just very interesting and it's fun.
Yeah.
We have a lot of teens that will start with us, even on the boat for like washing the boat and so forth, or being becoming a deckhand, and then again with our reservation staff, they get kind of their foot in the door and they enjoy it.
Well, let's reach back and talk about the history of this riverboat. This is you had mentioned this is not the first riverboat. Celebration Belle is the third in the line that this company has had.
It is. We actually had two at one time. So
okay.
When the company first started back in 1985, we started with the Queen of Hearts, which was a 3-deck, 400-passenger riverboat. And then at that time also, we had a little boat called the Princess. This was an open-air boat to where we did a lot of little music cruises or booze cruises on that one or special events for charters.
Yeah.
The Queen of Hearts was absolutely beautiful, and so it got really busy, and so and the business grew and so forth to where then we needed to have a larger boat. So in 2000, we got the Celebration Belle, which is a 750-passenger riverboat. And the Celebration Belle used to be the Mississippi Belle years ago.
Okay.
And then it turned into a gambling boat, and then we bought it back and then turned it back into a non-gaming boat. So, again, it's a 750-passenger, and we've been cruising it ever since, and it's going great.
Wow. 750 passengers. That's enormous. 4 decks, that's enormous. It's got to be one of the biggest on the river, right?
It's the largest on the Upper Mississippi River.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
So, dining-wise, we can sit comfortably about 500 to 550 people.
But
boat capacity-wise, we can put 750 people, and we have before.
Oh, my gosh. And you say your season is between April and October. And do you rain or shine, right?
It is rain or shine, just because we have enclosed decks. We have 2 enclosed dining decks.
Of course.
So, we can run rain or shine.
Yeah. You're going through the locks, lock and dams and all that. Do people easily get seasick on the riverboat?
I always tell everybody that since we're a large boat, it's a very smooth ride.
Yeah.
This last couple of weeks, I had a gentleman on the boat and said, well, I get kind of seasick and so forth. And he wasn't really sure about the ride or anything else. But I let him know we're such a large vessel that you're not really even going to know that you're cruising because the river is so smooth this day.
Yeah.
And he was perfectly fine. I always tell somebody, though, because some people do have lighter stomachs and so forth. And so you can always take a Dramamine beforehand. But since we're such a large boat and in a wide boat that, again, we usually don't have any issues.
You get people from all over the country and all over the world, really.
We do. Nationwide and international. there are riverboats throughout the nation. Yeah. Some of them are a lot different sizes and so forth and do different things. So there's different options. We're not an overnight boat to where you have overnight accommodations on board, but we can still offer shorter cruises and then all day cruises up to, 11 hours. So it's a nice variety.
Great. Well, let's go ahead and talk about some of your different cruises that you offer. We talked about this Saturday, your sightseeing cruises that are going on. So those are the shorter type of cruises.
Yes.
Yeah.
But one thing about our company is that we offer a cruise really, truly for everyone.
Okay.
We have a cruise of all times, all lengths, and several different options. We're one of the only riverboats in the nation that do offer so many other options that you can choose from.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have the hour and a half narrated lunch cruises. We have the sightseeing cruises. Our 2.5 hour captain's dinner cruises are very popular.
Oh.
We're known for our prime rib, and we've got the best prime rib on the Mississippi.
Oh, nice. That's quite a statement there.
It is, but it's true.
Go ahead.
We do slow cook our prime rib from morning to night, and so I think that's another little touch that is that makes it so fabulous because it is slow cooked all day. We do have some longer cruises, though, too. We are known for our 4-hour theme cruises, so it's a lunch cruise, but it has live entertainment on board. It's a 4-hour cruise in length, and we have a variety of different themes to choose from, like classic oldies, hits of the decades, Broadway, Christian music cruises, Oktoberfest, and, of course, fall foliage cruises are always popular.
Oh, boy.
So in that 4-hour cruise, you're going to basically almost have two meals. You have a mid-morning snack, and then we do a hot lunch, and then plus the live entertainment playing whatever theme that it is that particular date. So those are always a blast.
Yeah. What on the 4-hour cruise, what time do you board?
That's going to board at 10:30, and then we cruise from 11 to 3.
Oh, wonderful. And how far do you go? Where do you end up going on the 4-hour?
On that particular cruise, we do try to get through a lock and dam. It does depend on the river traffic the morning of that cruise. So if there's a barge going through, we may not get through a lock, but since we do have the two locks to choose from, we do definitely try to.
Yeah.
So it kind of depends that morning whether we're going to go north, south, or a little bit of both.
Oh, nice, nice. So when you say it's the captain's cruise, is that the 4-hour captain's cruise, is that what you call that?
It's a theme cruise.
Themed cruise. I'm sorry. Okay. And so tell me about your entertainers.
Our entertainers are fabulous. So we do have a new entertainer that has joined us, and it sometimes is a single entertainer, and sometimes he brings his wife, and it's a duo. Mm-hmm. His name is Aaron, and he came off the Disney Cruise Lines, and he plays piano. He's a very great entertainer. He takes requests. He does most of our shows. The 4-hour theme cruises are him and his wife. And Jade just got done recording a single in Nashville this last year. And so they have excellent voices. They play keyboard. They each play guitar. And it's just a lot of fun. So the group and our guests have just loved them on board.
Yeah.
And so it's been it's been fun.
Yeah. So when you're on the 4-hour cruise, and do they have, what do they sing for, an hour, then take a break? Or do they have a couple shows that they're doing?
They do. So they play off and on. They don't play during the meals,
okay.
But then after the lunch, they do more of a show.
I see. Gotcha. Now, how much is your 4-hour cruise?
The 4-hour theme cruises is going to be $65.95. And again, that includes a 4-hour cruise, homemade sticky rolls and fruit, a full hot lunch, coffee, iced tea, tax and meal gratuity, and of course the wonderful entertainment.
Yeah.
And then we do have senior rates also, so those so you can always call the office, and we do have senior rates for ages 65 and over. We've got children's rates, and we're a family fun entertainment. So it's a great time.
Yeah. We're talking with Susan Yarlum, Director of Sales and Marketing for Celebration River Cruises, boarding from Moline. And my gosh, this is prime river cruising time, isn't it?
This
time of year.
It is. And another thing, too, that we offer is that we do an all-day cruise on the river. So if you want that longer cruise on the river, but you don't want to do the overnight, we've got the perfect option of boarding in the Quad Cities and cruising up to Dubuque, Iowa. And then we would have transportation, and that would bring you back that evening. Or you can board in Dubuque and then cruise downriver on another date. But that has three full meals, live entertainment, and then you're going to have that captain's narration of all that rich history in the small river towns and so forth as you go through. And there's great wildlife to see along the way.
I have taken that trip to Dubuque, and it's slower going when you're going upriver.
And it is.
But you get to see so much.
Yes. When you go upriver, you are going to go through two lock and dams.
Yeah.
And if you start in Dubuque and come downriver, you're going to go to three lock and dams because you're going to come to our home base in Moline.
That's right. And plus, when it's slower going, you can have more Bloody Marys by the time you get to Dubuque. So you have more time for Bloody Mary time.
That is a favorite on board.
Well, I have to say that the Bloody Marys, I was told that the Bloody Marys are the best on your riverboat are the best on the river.
Well, I do have to say that they are pretty darn good. So, yeah, that is definitely one thing that you might want to start your morning off with.
That's right. So, what is your cost for the all day cruise?
So, when you do the all day cruise with the three full meals and the transportation back, it's $183.95.
Mm-hmm.
But you are getting again about an 11-hour cruise on the Mississippi,
yeah.
And they're great prices compared to like if you did the overnight ships and are paying thousands. So
absolutely.
You get that great experience. And the section of the Quad Cities up to Dubuque has been voted by American Bus Association one of the beautiful sections on the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
And so again, you're getting that beautiful highlighted section of that Mississippi.
You are getting such history there. And you had mentioned wildlife, too. Lots of eagles. Oh, my gosh. You want to see bald eagles. That's the cruise.
That is. And I like to point out, on that all-day cruise, it's always good to bring a camera and to bring your binoculars, if you would like.
That's right. And the cruise back from Dubuque, I've done that, and it's a little faster.
It does go downriver a little bit faster. That's why we get through the three locks also, because of the speed is.
That's right. We're talking with Susan Yarlum, Director of Sales and Marketing for Celebration River Cruises. Let's talk about your meals. Do you cook them right there? You prepare them right there on the riverboat?
We do.
A full kitchen.
Yep, we have two galleys on board, and all of our food is freshly prepared on board. Nothing is catered.
Oh.
And again, we do have the best prime rib on the Mississippi, and as you mentioned, the best Bloody Marys.
That's right. When I was there, it seemed like I was getting a gourmet meal. My wife and I were both so impressed on the food.
There is a lot of food, and there's something for everybody, and it's fabulous. So we do get a lot of compliments on the food. If you haven't been here, again, if you're looking for a nice meal and scenic views, I mean, again, we're perfect.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about your fall season. I know you've got some great things planned for it. You had said that the fall foliage tours are just to die for.
Fall foliage is probably one of my best times on the river.
Yeah.
The scenic views with the leaves and the bluffs and everything are absolutely gorgeous, Chris.
Yeah.
We have several different fall options, too, which is nice. In the fall, the first week of October, we actually do cruises up into Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. So if you want to see that different river view in a different section of the river, again, we have that to be offered for you. So whether it's a half-day cruise or whether it's a four-hour fall foliage cruise in Prairie du Chien. But then we also offer 2-day cruises and a 3-day package also in that fall time period, so you can enjoy the river views a little bit longer and see a little bit more. Here local, then we also have our fall foliage cruises all throughout the month of October, and we have the 4-hour fall foliage cruises, which are like our theme cruises with live entertainment and the meals, which are popular. And then we do have a new fall foliage cruise that's going to be boarding in Moline, Illinois. It's going to cruise to Clinton, Iowa, and back. So that's a round-trip cruise, and that is Wednesday, October 13th. So that's an exciting one, and that one is filling up fast.
Oh, boy.
Yep, so that one's a great option. And then we also do a fall cruise from Moline to Muscatine. And, Chris, this is probably one of my favorites, too, because it's a 4-hour cruise, but you're cruising through two lock and dams on that journey from Moline to Muscatine. And, again, with the fall colors, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, oh, wonderful. So, basically, they need to get signed up pretty quickly for that. You need to make your reservations. And you can do that very easily by going to your website, right?
Yes. If you go to celebrationbell.com. Then all of our full schedule is there. You can make reservations online. Otherwise, you can give our office a call, and we'll be happy to explain all the cruises and the cruise dates and check dates for you, and you can make reservations over the phone.
That's right. So how is the seating arranged on board? With 650 people for dining, how do you do that? Do you have private tables? Is it family style dining? Maybe you could walk us through that.
Sure. You're going to have reserved tables on the boat.
Okay.
So you're going to have a reserved table that's going to be yours all throughout the cruise. So if you bring a jacket, you can leave that jacket on the back of your chair if you don't need it. And then your meals are going to be on that. But if you want to stroll that boat, you are more than welcome to stroll the decks, go outside up to the outer decks,
yeah,
and enjoy the views sitting outside. We do have plenty of chairs on the third and the fourth decks. And then you can come down, enjoy the entertainment. But again, you do have those reserved tables all for you throughout the cruise.
Throughout the cruise. So that's your table where you can go back to. I see.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. And that's basically for the meals. And again, then you can just go explore the boat as you wish.
Sure. Obviously you've got tables close to windows. Can you request a window seat?
You can. So you can do a preferred seating, which would be a definite window request.
Yeah.
But we do have large windows all around the boat. So anywhere that you're sitting on the boat, you're going to have fabulous views of that river.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. We're just about out of time, but I wanted to talk about some of your special events coming up.
We have some exciting special events this year. One, again, is the fireworks cruise that is happening. But do know that every July 3rd, we will be offering that, so you can make reservations. But something brand new coming on board is the dueling pianos. It's called Impromptu Dueling Pianos. Dueling Pianos is really popular in different sections of the nation, and so we are bringing it to the Quad Cities and on the boat. We just had one in June, and it went over fabulous. Now, on those cruises, we are taking limited reservations also, so there are plenty of room and great seats on the boat. But the Dueling Pianos, we still have July 23rd and August 27th. So if you love Dueling Pianos and you like to make requests and have some fun with a great evening sightseeing cruise, then this is definitely something to take advantage of. Again, that's July 23rd and August 27th.
Wonderful.
And this is also a great way, like if you have a birthday party or if you're doing bachelorette parties or a special event, the Dueling Pianos is a great, sightseeing evening cruise that you guys can do and go celebrate.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
What size groups can you accommodate for, say, if we want to do a bachelorette party or something like that, birthday party?
Well, for groups, I mean, you could charter the whole boat, and I could sit up to 500 people.
Sure.
But, so we do take groups of all different sizes. And so just give me a call, actually, because I'd be working with you. And so we can, again, we can take from small groups to large groups of any size, really.
Do you do wedding receptions there and all that? Do you have that happen?
We do. Actually, we have we do rehearsal dinners, do weddings, and we also do ceremonies on board.
My gosh.
So we're definitely a great wedding location. So if you guys are looking at getting married, then give me a call. And we can definitely help you out. It's a unique event, and it's a lot of fun, and especially when you have out-of-town people coming in. You're giving them your wonderful special day, but plus also the beautiful scenic views and the number one highlight of the Mississippi River.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. How does that work if you're doing a wedding on the boat? Or is it do you have the whole boat, or is it just going on while other people are there?
You can do it a couple different ways. So I do have some weddings that charter the whole boat.
Yeah.
I do have some weddings that only charter a deck, so they would have a private deck.
A
private deck, you could comfortably sit 250 people on.
Wow.
And then weather permitting, then your ceremony is going to be up on the top deck. And then we do have an arch up there, and it's theater-style seating, and it's absolutely beautiful, again, to do that. And then, again, your reception, then you can have the private deck option. With the private deck option, you can bring on your own entertainment or your DJ also.
What a great idea. My gosh. I bet those are beautiful weddings.
There is. We have several coming up this year, so we're excited.
Okay. And so also, do you have corporate events and things like that?
We do group events of all, any type of a group event. We have a lot of corporate events, and we're so glad to see those coming back this year.
Yeah.
We do a lot of motor coach tours, too, so I bring in buses from all over the nation, which utilize our hotels, our other restaurants and attractions in the area, besides doing our cruise.
Okay.
Family reunions, anniversaries, birthdays, conventions. I mean, you name it, basically. We can help with any type of a group.
Absolutely.
And we would love to.
Yeah. Susan Yarlum, Director of Sales and Marketing for Celebration River Cruises. Gift certificates. What a great gift to give someone a river cruise.
It's the gift that is just unique and fabulous.
Oh, my gosh.
And for the gift certificates, you can purchase a gift certificate for a specific type of cruise, or you can just do a dollar denomination, and then they can choose which cruise that they want to do and choose their dates. The nice thing, too, is that you can buy those online. Otherwise, you can give our office a call, and we do have unique ways of presenting those. We have a gift certificate in a bottle that you can do. Otherwise, we can just have the brochure in the envelope, too.
You said gift certificate in a bottle.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about that. What is
it's a bottle that's labeled with our boat, and then we put the gift certificate inside of it. We kind of decorate it up, and then there's a box then that we put that in, and then you can present that as a gift.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
a very unique way of presenting a unique gift.
Yeah. And while we talk about gifts, you've got the gift shop on board as well.
We do. We actually have two gift shops here. Our gift shop is on the barge area as you're walking in to where you board the boats, and that's a huge gift shop, and that's opened anytime our office is open. So if you just want to come down and browse and shop at any time, you can. And then while you're on the boat, then we do have a large gift shop and jewelry outlet on the third deck of the boat.
Mm. What's one of the most popular items, Celebration Belle items, that people just have to have?
You know what? Sweatshirts and T-shirts sell very well, especially in the fall.
Yeah, you can't leave without a T-shirt, right?
Yep. But nautical, we carry a lot of nautical. We actually have a full kitchen line. We have got, towel racks for bathrooms, kitchens. So, I mean, if you like the nautical and are setting up and decorating that, I mean, stop down because we have a little bit of everything.
My gosh. Well, is there anything that we've had such a great conversation with you, Susan. I really appreciate you taking the time to introduce more of what Celebration Belle is all about. Is there anything else that you want to make sure that people know, especially those who've never taken a river cruise before?
Yep. I mean, just know that we're here. We're cruising. We have fabulous food, fabulous entertainment. We've got a wonderful staff, and we want to welcome you on board.
Yeah.
And again, we do have a cruise for everybody. So if you're looking for a shorter cruise or, again, a longer cruise, I mean, we definitely are your riverboat. One thing, too, is we're the only riverboat in any of our cruising areas that has an elevator on board. And so we can welcome any guest.
So I was actually going to ask about that, you know, handicap accessible, of course, but and that way people who maybe can't climb stairs as well, they can still make it up and down to the other decks.
Yes, definitely. So that is not any issue on our riverboats. And so again, we're the only one in the area that does have the elevator on board.
Now, with things opening up in our world after the pandemic, do you still have safety protocols, things like that? Do you have to wear masks on board or anything like that?
Illinois has opened up, so we are not requiring it.
Yeah.
But we do kind of ask, I mean, if you have not been vaccinated, then, I mean, it would be, then it's, again, I mean, we would like you to.
Sure.
But when you're on board or at your tables and so forth, no, you do not have to wear those.
Okay, gotcha.
And, again, we're not mandating it any longer since Illinois has opened up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Susan, thank you so much for taking the time. And, again, encourage people to go to your website, celebrationbelle.com, to make reservations or just to find out more about what you offer with Celebration River Cruises. Thank you to you and your entire staff, and I look forward to seeing you out on the river.
Great. Chris, thank you so much for having us.